I don't know what I mean now, chattering. I don't know. But I usually, as my last talk of the session, usually I explain about how to apply Zen practice into our busy daily life. But I already chatted about this last evening, no? So now, not this subject. This morning, someone came to Doksan, and very important question he gave me. So I wrote something. Shall I read this? My very nice English. You can listen with this. Okay. If we just continue our Zen practice, or yoga, or chanting sutras, or walking meditation, or daily ordinary practices, or some special practices, without ultimate one question, that focused and condensed on what? This one. We call this such a question, Genjo Koa. Can you translate English translation of Genjo Koa?
I forgotten
the translation. Can't it? Okay, let me try. Genjo Koa means this. Genjo means this. In fact, Genjo Koa is this. This such a concrete special universe now arrives, no? Or not? Right here. Koan means ultimate life question. Okay. It is this. Genjo Koa, no? So I said, this one. I said, one is all. That all is one. Okay. I repeat. If we just continue our Zen practice, or yoga practice, or chanting sutras, or walking meditation, or daily ordinary practices, or some special practices, without ultimate one question, that focused and condensed on one. This one. So we call this Genjo Koa. Can we really reach or meet, encounter to this one here now realization? This is the question. Can we really reach to this shore? This shore of here now. Ultimate realization. Without such a focused question. this was the question. And my translation, I translated your question.
Okay.
Such an ultimate question, or questioning pursuit, in our depth, not here, is necessary for this one ultimate realization of here now. Okay. Such an ultimate questioning pursuit in our depth is necessary for this one ultimate realization of here now. In Zen tradition, we call such an ultimate questioning pursuit Dai Gi Dan, or Dai Gi Dan. That is a great doubt. Have you ever read the Three Pillars of Zen? By Philip Kaplow. Three pillars of them. One is great doubt. The other is great faith. Testing. And the other, I forgot. Do you remember?
Great
what?
Great
effort. Great effort. Aha. Uh-huh. Great effort. Ah, yes. Shōjinkon. So, this is what I now talked is great doubt. Ultimate great doubt. Without great doubt, no answer. Without question, without deepest question, how can we get the answer? How can we get the answer? This is okay. I had since I was so young, I had one question. As my own deepest homework, what is the real meaning of all my daily actions and life? This was my deepest homework, always such a doubt I had since I was young. This question led me to Zen, the way of Zen, and to my master. This question, this homework led me to meet with my master and to the way of Zen. And after all, to my experience of this one. That is all. This was my case. But such a questioning pursuit, great doubt, is not necessary, not always, to be in our conscious level. Not necessary in our conscious level. Rather deeper unconscious question pursuit within some background awareness it should be. Otherwise, we often intend to indulge in the realm in the realm of our intellectual satisfaction. That means we should penetrate such a deep pursuit through our daily Zen practice without falling into our thinking habits, beyond our thinking and non-thinking. That is Zen Master Dogen's Hishiryo. This is my very messy writing. But do you understand or are they discuss to you on this? I don't know, that's how critical. But do you understand this question? Do you have such a seed to get the real, this one answer? This one answer. Seed means question. I need to. From such a seed, shooting sprout, grow. Okay, I'm good. I said one in this case means this practice. Now this face to face practice. This is one, okay, this is concrete, specific one, what we are doing now. Okay. If we really dedicate but wholeheartedly in this one, can we be selfish? This is my question to you. Can I be selfish? Selfish or selfless? Which? This is my question to you. But if I try to escape, this is too messy, too hard. If I try to escape from this position, this one, if I even tiny bit I try to escape from this position, suddenly I become selfish. Yeah? Selfish is like this. If I sit here firmly and face to face, I dedicate myself wholeheartedly, there is no room to be selfish. We can call this one. One is all. All is one. In this moment, okay, in fact, I embrace you all. I can embrace you all. Inevitably, naturally. This is a real practice of this one. Rest of this, for example, for me, rest of this, if I try to think or to, that is selfish, suddenly selfish. Okay. If I don't escape, only I sit here firmly, and wholeheartedly what I should do, what I do, if I just do what I should do now, that is nothing but embracing all of you, all beings, all universe. In this moment, I am all, one is all. All is one. This is the embodiment. This is just instrument, just a tiny instrument of all beings. No separation. No separation. This is my tiny reply to you. And to you, this one. No, you reply. This is your answer. No? If any unclear, maybe spooky Hogan English, and please ask. What I'm really trying to clarify is this one. This one embodiment. And therefore, for embracing all beings, a way to embrace all beings, all beings. And this is what I wanted to clarify. Okay. Thank you very much. One question, one answer. You said inquiry, did it? Inquiry.
Thank you.